A blue band enters from the right and becomes a ball, creating the Touchstone Pictures logo, which is highlighted by a bright gold lightning flash. Credits appear against a background of war scenes. Touchstone Pictures presents a Jerry Bruckheimer production starring Nicolas Cage, John Cusack, and John Malkovich.
Army Rangers have a proud history. Since the 1700s, Rangers have led the way in every major confrontation in which the United States has been involved. You men are credit to that fine heritage, and I'm sorry to see you go. But you've served your country well, and you've displayed the ability to fight on to the Ranger objective and complete its mission, never leaving behind a fallen comrade, no matter what the odds or the enemy. I thank you. America thanks you. And I wish you luck wherever you go. And remember, Rangers lead the way.
Stern-faced, the mustered-out Ranger Cameron Pro salutes. Now in Mobile, Alabama, a ferry approaches a dock. In a waterfront bar, the waitress Tricia Poe enters.
Hey, Tricia Poe.
Hello, Dale.
Back on the dock, Cameron jumps off the ferry and walks up to the bar. He enters and breaks out in a smile. From across the room, Tricia sees him, and her eyes light up. He picks her up and swings her around.
What kind of life would that be?
They kiss.
Bird.
It's you.
I'd take a beating half my life to get a piece of that woman.
How's my baby?
She's doing fine.
He puts his ear to her pregnant belly.
You kidding me?
What?
Sweetie.
Hey, can't you see I'm in the middle of something here? You're going to be Miss Alabama? Well, that makes your daddy very proud.
As Cameron and Tricia dance, a punk from the bar approaches.
Tricia Poe, you little angel, you. Hey, how about joining me and the boys for a cold one, huh, darling?
No, thanks.
With your Captain Huckleberry here.
You know this gentleman, honey?
He's a regular.
Yeah, I'm a regular. Regular hound dog.
This is a special occasion. If you don't mind, I could spend a dancing with my wife.
Tell you what, soldier dick. Why don't you go buy me and my buddies around?
Hey, Cameron, no. It ain't worth it. Hey. Come on, Daddy, let's dance.
Chicken shit. Because of pussies like you, we lost Vietnam, I'll tell you that.
You don't need trouble.
Oh, you should be so proud.
You know, for a second there, you were that guy again.
I know.
Well, I was hoping maybe the army would make that guy grow up.
Yes.
Eyes closed, they continue to dance. Now, outside in a drenching rain, sheltered by Cameron's coat, they run to Trisha's car. Three punks from the bar follow in the shadows.
Hey, Gomer! Thought you might need a little help escorting your old lady home!
Standing in the rain, Cameron watches the three punks approach.
Cameron, let's go home! Just get in the car!
Come on.
Cameron! Cameron, get in the car!
The punks circle around Cameron and knock him to the ground. Tricia goes for help. Cameron gets to his feet, elbows one punk aside, smashes another's head into the fence, sending him into the mud. The third pulls a switchblade and slashes out at Cameron, who deflects the blow.
Take this, you son of a bitch!
Cameron stiff-arms the punk, knocking him to the ground. Slowly, two of the fallen punks get to their feet and stumble off, one taking the switchblade with him. Tricia and Dale run up to Cameron. Dale reaches for the punk's pulse.
My God, he's dead. Cameron, this guy's dead.
Now, in a court building.
Admit the facts and our plea bargain.
I will not plead guilty.
You could get 10 years.
Cameron and his lawyer.
Admit to it. Get four. Serve maybe a year.
Cameron Poe, you have pleaded guilty to manslaughter in the first degree. With your military skills, you are a deadly weapon and are not subject to the same laws as other people that are provoked because you can respond with deadly force. It is the order of this court that you be remanded to a federal penitentiary where you shall remain incarcerated for a term not less than 7 to 10 years.
Trisha cries. The Con Air title appears and becomes prison walls. Now, inside the prison, Cameron walks to his cell, carrying a pillow and blanket.
Dearest Trisha, I think of you always. Your smile, your laugh. I'm not angry. The blame's gotta fall on me. I am, however, torn apart when I think that I won't be there to see our child come into the world, cradled in your arms, and her first smile. I got your package. Those pink coconut things have made me quite popular. Met a guy just the other day, Baby-O. He sure does love him.
Cameron hands a snowball to Baby-O through the bars.
And now our daughter, beautiful Casey. I watch her grow in the pictures you send. I showed him to Baby-O. His reaction was simple. He said, thank God she looks like a mama. I'd have to agree. It's funny, but here I am, in maybe the worst place on earth, and yet somehow I feel like the luckiest man alive.
A prison riot is taking place in the background. Cameron covers his ears and rolls over on his side.
Dear Daddy, I started today at the Little Sunshine Daycare Center. My teacher is Miss Gordon. She is nice. We go to playtime, and we all have to hold hands when we walk there.
Dear Casey, it was so good to read your letter. I'm glad you like your teacher. We don't exactly have a playtime like you. We do go outside, though, but normally we don't hold hands.
A guard hands Cameron a tape for beginner's Spanish.
My wife and I will have our margaritas on the yacht.
Mi esposa y yo vamos a tomar unas margaritas en el yate, por favor.
Dear Daddy, today was my first day at first grade. I didn't like it. I don't want to go back tomorrow. This boy, Scotty Dalton, has black teeth and calls me names. Mama says I have to go back. Tell her not to make me.
Dear Casey, hopefully this finds you still going to the first grade. School is very important. Your mama's right. Now don't you worry about little Scotty Dalton. Sometimes you meet people like that, but don't let them get you down.
Dear Daddy, are you ever coming home?
Dear Casey, of course I'm coming home. Just a little while longer and all the things we missed doing together, you can be sure we'll do. Dear Hummingbird, break out the fine china, chill the lemonade, tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree, because this boy's coming home to his ladies, coming home forever. I just hope I'm not a disappointment to Casey or to you. Love, Cameron.
My daddy is coming home on July 14th. My birthday is July 14th. I'm going to see my daddy for the first time ever on July 14th. I can't wait to meet you, honey. Isn't that the cutest thing you ever heard?
Yeah, man. Hey, now, what is it?
I can't see my little daughter on her birthday without bringing her a gift now, can I?
Yeah, man, but that's a bunny rabbit.
It's all right. I mean, she'll like it, right? I mean, what? It's either this or a tube of toothpaste and two packs of Pall Malls at the canteen.
That's a present.
I'll remember that on your birthday.
Yeah, you do that, man. It having been made to appear to the United States Parole Commission, Cameron Poe is eligible to be paroled. She might be a long time before I see something like that with my name on it.
It's your date someday, baby.
I ain't worried about that, man.
Yeah, but like at this new prison you're going to, who's gonna watch your back?
God's got my back. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going home, son!
Man, don't be getting all juicy on me, all right? Get off.
Step out.
cell block carrying their possessions.
The U.S. Marshals Service annually flies 155,000 prisoners around the country for transfers, legal hearings, and medical exams. As you know, today's flight is a special one. We're populating Alabama's Felton Penitentiary, the newest supermax facility in the system. This place was designed to warehouse the worst of the worst. Now, most of these guys are lifers, some on death row, pure predators, each and every one of them.
Now in a police vehicle.
Hey, lady.
Lady's a dog in a Walt Disney movie. My name is Bishop. Guard Bishop to you.
Well, I gotta be getting my shot before we go getting on some airplane, Guard Bishop.
What's your name?
Odell. They didn't give me my shot last night.
Okay, you're diabetic. All right, your insulin's on board. We'll give it to you in flight. Cameron Poe.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, you're still under full restraints, so you're processed and released from your original prison. Understand?
Yes, ma'am. As long as I make it home on time, it makes no never mind. It's my daughter's birthday.
Well, congratulations.
I got locked down 3 months before she was born. She ain't never seen me.
And why not?
No way was she going to meet her daddy in a prison visitor room surrounded by homemade cookies and love-starved murderers. No way.
What you got here is a walking, talking reason to rehabilitate.
At the airport, Vince Larkin enters the hangar.
So today, let's exemplify our three operative words: firm, fair, and vigilant. Now let's go to work.
We offload six in Carson City. The rest are sheeted to Felton.
Good. Let's go deal with the DEA boys.
Duncan Malloy pulls up in a silver Corvette.
You know this guy?
Haven't had the pleasure.
He's a piece of work, a real piece of work. Duncan, good to see you. She sure is beautiful.
Hey, beautiful. Sunsets are beautiful. Newborn babies are beautiful. This is spectacular.
Duncan, this is Vince Larkin. He's overseeing the transpo. Vince, Duncan Malloy, DEA.
Nice to meet you. I'm sure we're going to have a good time working on this together.
The agents watch as Malloy takes off and skids the car into a handicapped parking place. Out on the runway, helicopters, motorcycle cops, and armed vehicles escort a prison transport bus to the plane.
Hey, boy. How you doing? You know each other?
Vince
Sims, DA. Good to meet you, Larkin.
This is our file on your man, Francisco Sandino, son of Eduardo, prime mover of narcotics from Colombia. It's going to be an all-star flight. This kid's a potential fountain of information about the family business.
11 and a half, okay?
Yeah. Look at him. Nice college boy, right? We interrogated him for months. He gave up nothing. This is our last chance before the FBI gets him. Over my dead buddy, those assholes get the glory.
We pick up Mr. Sandino in Carson City. From then until the plane hits Alabama, we've got 2 hours to get him to talk. We got you a seat right next to him, and he's known to be somewhat garrulous in the company of thieves.
Garrulous? What the f*** is garrulous?
That would be loquacious, verbose, effusive. How about chatty?
What's with dictionary, boy?
Thesaurus, boy, I think is more appropriate.
You got your gun?
Yeah.
Whoa, gun.
We got rules, gentlemen.
Yeah, so do we. Our agents go armed.
No one carries on this flight. I got a small arsenal in the belly of the plane, a pistol in the cockpit lockbox. That's it. Other than that, we keep the plane like a prison. No weapons on the aircraft, period.
My man does not get on that plane without his gun.
Then your man doesn't get on the plane.
Okay, boy, give it to him. Give him the gun.
Avoid eye contact.
I got it.
In the pan, it's a sign of aggression.
Larkin, I got it.
Okay.
Armed guards surround the bus.
Foxtrot Charlie, we are ready to disembark. Waiting your go on separate transfer.
Well, we told you today's flight would be special. That's William Bedford, a.k.a. Billy Bedlam.
The mass murderer?
The same. He caught his wife in bed with another man, left her alone, drove four towns over to his wife's family's house, killed her parents, her brothers, her sisters, even her dog.
Scan him.
And who is that good-looking brother on screen?
Nathan Jones, a.k.a. Diamond Dog, former general of the Black Guerrillas. He blew up a meeting of the National Rifle Association saying, and I quote, "They represented the basest negativity of the white race." He wrote a book in prison called Reflections in a Diamond Eye. New York Times called it a wake-up call for the black community. They're talking to Denzel for the movie.
The guard opens an individual cell and Diamond Dog enters.
Closed door number one.
This one's done it all. Kidnapping, robbery, murder, extortion.
Foxtrot Charlie, perimeter is secure. You are cleared to release.
His name is Cyrus Grissom, a.k.a. Cyrus the Virus. 39 years old, 25 of them spent in our institutions. But he's bettered himself inside, earned 2 degrees, including his Juris Doctor. He also killed 11 fellow inmates, incited 3 riots, and escaped twice. Likes to brag that he killed more men than cancer.
Okay, open wide. Lift your tongue.
Cyrus is a poster child for the criminally insane. He's a true product of the system.
What's that supposed to mean? What is he, one of these sociology majors who thinks we're responsible for breeding these animals?
No, but I could point a few fingers if it would make you feel comfortable.
A bus pulls up to the plane. The guard opens the cell and Cyrus is pushed in.
Now, look at this walking penis. Boy, you are one skinny Negro.
Easy, man.
Oh, man, it smells like so much in your mouth.
Told me you loved me.
Get out of my face.
All right, all right.
Hey, Larkin, who's that guy?
That is Cameron Poe, a parolee hitching a ride home. He's a nobody.
Okay, let's do it.
Willie, nobody on the plane knows your classification. Not even my guards.
Guard Bishop?
Hey, Larkin.
Tell me, Skip. Is the U.S. Marshal Service in the habit of employing annoying, wise-ass bookworm creeps?
Larkin's one of the best we got.
Yeah, well, I'd still like to crush his larynx with my boot.
Oh, now look at this fashion statement. Do-rag gotta go, homeboy.
Right here.
Attention, officers. Final check, all restraints.
Sweet bird of freedom.
Take off in 3 minutes.
What's up, man? Oh, shit. What's up? I thought you were someone else. Kimball Parker, armed robber, arsonist, dope fiend. I'm a hell of a nice guy. Just got caught.
Oh, shucks.
Handcuffed, Baby O sits next to Cameron.
Right, face me.
I got him.
Come on.
Malloy frisks his undercover agent.
Open.
He pats him down and kneels as he secretly stuffs a gun down his boot.
Late for the party.
Okay.
Go, sweetheart.
What's up, Cochise?
Ow.
Hey, man, I'm just with you. Right? Don't get all wounded knee on these. Look like you want to scalp a nigga.
What you looking at, punk?
Nothing. I was just admiring your cage. Fits you pretty good.
Well, welcome aboard. My, as I look around, I see a lot of celebrities among us. I see 11 current affairs, 2 hard copies, and a genuine Geraldo interviewee. But I gotta tell you, gentlemen, none of this impresses me. Because we have rules on this aircraft, and they're gonna be enforced. It's a lot like kindergarten. You'll keep your hands to yourself, you keep the decibel level down. And if any of you should feel the need to scream, spit, or bite, you get the treatment.
You pig.
Gag and bag this Nazi muffin.
The guard smashes his elbow into the prisoner.
See, this kind of thing puts me in a foul mood. These rules won't be enforced. There's a hint of trouble. If any of you so much as passes gas in my direction, it offends my delicate nasal passages, your testicles will become my personal property.
That's pretty clear. Good.
Usted es el
You're the famous criminal friend.
Amigo.
Yeah, my name is Johnny 23. Oh, you're Johnny 23. Sure, I know you. 23 counts of rape. Look, one heart for each of my 23 bitches.
Call me Johnny 600 if they knew the truth.
Yeah, it doesn't have quite the same ring to it. Anyway, I despise rapists. For me, you're somewhere between a cockroach and that white stuff that accumulates at the corner of your mouth when you're really thirsty. But in your case, I'll make an exception.
Guard Falzon?
What?
Oh, stewardess. Stewardess. What's the in-flight movie today?
Well, I think you'll like it, Cyrus. It's called I'll Never Make Love to a Woman on the Beach Again. And it's preceded by the award-winning short, No More Steak for Me Ever.
Cyrus pulls a buried needle out of the skin of his palm.
Hope this goes smoothly. All those monsters on one plane.
Please, Jenny, this is a well-oiled machine. The only thing we gotta worry about is stale peanuts and a little turbulence.
Close forward gate.
Cyrus works the needle free from his palm and watches as Diamond Dog does the same.
Close middle gate.
Guard Bishop enters Cameron's compartment. Diamond Dog pulls the needle free and looks around. Cyrus inserts his bent needle into the lock of his manacles just as the plane takes off. Cyrus and Diamond Dog are unchained. In his seat, Pinball reaches into his mouth and pulls out a long thread. Cameron turns and watches. Pinball gags as he pulls out a small pouch that he has swallowed. He motions to Cameron to be quiet.
I need my shot.
I'm coming. Left arm.
Pinball unwraps the pouch, revealing a match and a small vial of amber liquid. Cyrus nods his head and winks at Pinball. Pinball pulls the cap off the vial with his teeth.
Hey, Chief, did you come through this all right? Hope you don't hold a grudge.
What are you doing?
He squirts the man next to him and sets him on fire.
Fire! Fire extinguisher! Open the middle gate!
The last Mohican is burning, man!
Guard Bishop grabs Pinball.
Man, he's fighting heinously. Come watch this.
He gets your keys.
Which doctor, man? I seen that shit on Discovery Channel.
Copeland!
Chandler's
in the rear cabin.
I've got a fire.
Where is it?
She's reporting in the rear cabin.
I thought he was singing YMCA in the plane.
Pinball opens locked compartments, freeing Cyrus and Diamond Dog. Cameron watches with his jaw set. Diamond Dog slits a guard's throat.
Boys. Hold on, Bobby! Give me a taser! Hey, man, get off my instrument!
Guard fouls and attacks with a billy club.
Open the door! Open the door!
Diamond Dog is knocked to the floor. Pinball locks Guard Bishop down.
Pinball, go! Pull the lever! Go! Go!
The guards have Diamond Dog subdued.
Pinball, I can be
healed! Now, in the cockpit.
Get the gun out of the lockbox, Mac. Go on back there, check it out.
The co-pilot takes the gun. Back in the cabin, Guard Bishop struggles with Pinball, who is unlocked to Cyrus's cell. The undercover agent sits and watches. Cyrus knocks a guard to the floor, storms the cockpit just as the co-pilot comes out with his gun drawn. The wildly aimed gun kills two convicts. Cyrus turns the gun on the co-pilot, killing him, then enters the cockpit.
Oh, my God. Say there was a disturbance, but everything's under control. Say it, or I will kill you.
Without me, you got nobody to fly the plane.
I never think that far ahead.
All right, I'm doing it. Just take it easy.
And if you say a word about this over the radio, the next wings you see will belong to the flies buzzing over your rotting corpse.
Carson City.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I have the only gun on board. Welcome to Con Air.
Cyrus stands smiling, gun in hand, facing the convicts. Cameron closes his eyes and shakes his head no. Back in the control tower, Larkin enters.
What happened?
Roger that, Carson City. Calm down, Vince. Just a little ruckus and the pilot hit the alarm.
Just a little ruckus?
Pilot just checked in. Everything's fine. Transponder's confirmed. And there's your baby.
Damn, this pig is heavy.
We let you out, you gonna play nice, Billy?
Probably not.
The undercover agent watches Billy Bedlam exit his cage. Johnny 23 gets close to Agent Bishop.
I got a spot on my arm just for you.
Hey, man, yo, come on, get off my medication.
I'm sorry, man. Shit, no way. I'm gonna use your whole body to make me feel good.
All right, man, come on.
All right, man, stop rushing.
Pinball frees Baby-O, who smashes open the medicine chest and gets his insulin. Johnny 23 circles behind Agent Bishop and grabs her from the back. Cameron gets up and pulls him out, smashing him against the cage.
I can't allow that.
Johnny gets up.
You know what I am?
Ugly all day.
A punch to the face knocks Johnny to the floor.
This ain't happening. Not here. Not now.
What is happening?
Hey! Relax. He's right. Not here, not now. Do you fly, Johnny?
No.
You keep that in mind when you look at her, because if your dick jumps out of your pants, you jump out of this plane.
Cyrus unlocks guard Bishop. Cameron watches Cyrus point the gun at guard Fausen's head.
What are the numbers in Carson City? How many on, how many off?
Six off and 10 on.
Find the six.
Well, I know three of these brothers. They're right back there. The other three are Benson, Carls, and Popovich.
Where are they?
It's a damn good question, Cyrus, and I'm gonna find out.
Pilot wants to know what's next.
He's to land at Carson City Airport as scheduled.
Carson City? The law is down there. You lost your mind?
According to my last psych evaluation. Yes. Diamond Dog, if you would.
Pinball frees the agent's hand.
You think you're free? You're not. Now listen up. 40 to 50 U.S. prison guards armed with shotguns are waiting for us at the next stop. Now, if you do exactly what we tell you, the rest of our lives will be a vacation in a non-extradition country. I'm talking sandy beaches, umbrella drinks, and dirty naked freaks.
Pinball works to open the agent's leg irons.
Who's doing the paying?
Our employer, Francisco Sandino.
The agent draws his gun.
Everybody freeze! Oh, no, Cyrus, no! Get that ass out of here right now!
Within a second.
Right now!
Keep cool, boss.
Shut up. No, you. Yeah, that's the I am.
Now, you were saying?
Well, that's very clever, Cyrus. So you think I give a shit about that little bitch guard you have there right now? Well, maybe you didn't hear what I said. I'm DEA, you know what the that means?
You're the most crooked nigga on this plane.
Shut up.
You're DEA. What are you doing on this flight? Won't they fly you boys commercially?
Don't push me, Cyrus, man. I swear to God, I'll blow away your little boyfriend right now.
You know, the next time you choose a human shield, you're better off not picking a two-bit Negro crackhead.
Hey! Shut up. Shoot him.
Quiet, sweetheart.
I think you should just stop.
Stay back, man. Stay back!
Just stop right before somebody gets killed.
Back!
All right, cowboy, I'm back.
Stay back!
You know you're in a situation you can't control, right?
I can't control it? I can't control it?
You're a dead man.
Shut the...
The agent shoots a con. Cyrus shoots the agent. The agent falls dead in front of Cameron, who shakes his head and closes his eyes. The agent's gun bounces to the floor. Pinball grabs it. Cameron stares down, his lips tightly shut. Cyrus approaches Cameron.
What's your name, convict?
My name?
Yeah.
Paul.
Nice work, Paul. Truly nice work.
Cameron sits down. Baby-O shakes his head.
Nice going, son. Not only did you not save this dude's life, you done made best friends with Cyrus the damn virus.
Hey, Cyrus, I got some good news and I got some bad news.
Yeah, what's the good news?
Well, the good news is I found Benson, Carls, and Popovich.
What's the bad news?
Bad news is this dead fella right here happens to be Benson. This Aryan fella with the bullet hole in his forehead is Carls, and this honky he's dragging in is Popovich. I don't know how to tell you this, Cyrus, but we are three white guys short. Well, as they say in Ebonics, we be...
Look, man, just want to know, all right? You didn't mean that dirty nigga crackhead, did you?
You mean that gun? Hell yes, I meant it. Listen, Carson City is expecting 6 men to get off this plane, and we're going to give them exactly what they expect. So I need 3 volunteers.
Come on, let's go, son.
Cameron points to Guard Bishop.
Don't look at me, pal.
What about her?
I'm serving 8 consecutive life sentences. I am not getting off this
plane. I got my insulin right, but they broke all the damn needles. And if I don't get my shot in the next couple of hours, somebody going to be sending flowers to my mother.
I'm too old for this.
Offense.
Take care of myself.
I can see that.
Go ahead, go to the back. Anybody else?
Hey, right here, man. Us too.
Great. Go ahead, go to the back.
Baby O and Cameron start to the rear of the plane.
Hey, whoa, stop. The guys they're expecting are white. That puts you out of luck.
Hey, come on, man.
I'll tell you what, sit down. One of my associates will bring you a phone book and you call the affirmative action office. You, go ahead.
Yeah, that's it. I'm gone, man. I'm dead in 2 hours.
No. I'll get off. I'll scream to high heaven. This plane won't leave Carson City.
Baby O and Cameron punch fists and nod in agreement.
We need another white boy to volunteer.
Pilot's white.
Wait. The pilot. Who's gonna fly the plane?
Relax, Billy. Welcome to the machine.
In the cockpit.
You rang?
Carson City says we got a hell of a sandstorm down there.
Ha! Perfect.
Crazy.
In Federal Correctional Institution, Vacaville, California, 2 guards walk down a hall.
Vacant cell D8, ready for inspection.
The 2 guards inspect Cyrus's cell.
Lieutenant Cyrus Grissom.
Got scratches on a wall, probably a weapon sharpening.
What about the loose shelf screw?
What the hell is this?
Looks like cocaine.
A white powder is on the floor.
What, do you got something there?
I don't know. It's all soft.
The guard picks at a soft spot on the wall, back on the plane.
What about the rest of the pigs?
Be patient now. They haven't ceased to be useful yet.
Pinball cuts IDs
off. Okay, old man, now you're Mr. Popovich.
Gentlemen, you'll reach the Nevada pen in about 2 hours. The tape's just a little precaution in case any of you are rocked by the sudden impulse to squeal like a pig. Not that we don't trust you, but let's face it, you're criminals.
Well, man, move your head up.
I want to stay on.
What?
Changed my mind.
So, Cyrus, we got a little mind changer.
I got 15 years left, and I know I'd just hate myself if I thought I blew my one shot in a naked party freak and an umbrella drink.
You got 15 years? Boy, a second ago, you couldn't wait to get off this plane.
I know. Feel freedom, I guess.
Get him up. Get the cuffs off. Pick out a guard and then put that dead cop's prison issues on him.
What the hell are you doing?
Stay in. They're gagging everybody for the bus ride to the pen. It'll be hours before the feds discover what happened. By then, you'll be dead. So will she.
Oh, think of your little girl.
Now, what would my daughter think of me if I let you like this to get disarmed and die?
You keep acting like you're still in range and we're all gonna be in trouble. You're not that guy anymore. You're a convict.
Billy Bedlam pushes bloody guard files into Cameron, who retrieves his daughter's picture from his pocket.
Told you I'd get that back.
You trailer trash.
Hey, my mama lives in a trailer. Now put those on. I just saved your life.
Cameron opens the dead agent's shirt.
Here, soldier boy, you got a plan.
Maybe.
A running tape recorder is strapped to the agent's chest. Cameron opens and closes it. Back in Cyrus's prison cell, the 2 guards discover a hole in the wall and documents.
Chief, I got a lot of weird shit down here.
Well, what is it?
This looks like the drawing of a plane.
Which cell is that? The virus.
Vince Larkin enters Cyrus's cell. Blueprints of a plane and a handbook of industrial chemistry sit on the bed, now in a sandstorm in Carson City. Department of Prison troops wait for the plane to land. with rifles, and their faces are covered with dust masks. The plane lands and taxis up to the waiting transport. The guard bangs on the bus door. The transport door opens and new prisoners march single file to the plane. Cyrus puts on a dust mask and covers his head with a hood. On the plane, Cameron slips the audio tape to guard housing.
My daughter's picture. Where'd you put my daughter's picture, you peckerhead?
Cyrus leads the six drop-offs out of the plane.
Heard you had a problem up there. Had to bag him and gag him. Rough crew, spitters and...
The new prisoners in manacles file past Cyrus. A prisoner with long, straggly hair and a mustache stares into Cyrus's eyes. Another prisoner, collar buttoned with a neat ponytail, smiles as he's pushed onto the plane.
Go, wreck the gate!
They took the plane.
You hear that, boys? We got the plane, man!
Hey, what? Up, Curly, all right? You're gonna get us caught.
No way, Jose!
Back to Larkin.
You gotta be kidding me. Oh, boy.
Cyrus's notebook shows drawings of the plane.
In Spanish, from Bogota, Colombia. Looks like it's from a law firm.
The prisoner with straggly hair and a mustache sits in the pilot seat and whips out the transponder, hooking up the loose wires to a portable battery.
Orange.
What's up, man?
So you swamp thing?
That's right.
Flying a plane?
That's right.
It's amazing this you white trash know.
That's right.
Pinball, with the transponder in hand, crawls out of the landing gear compartment, passing an airport vehicle. He takes a lunchbox from the seat, sneaks into the hangar, and puts the transponder into a small private plane.
What are you doing here?
Hello. How you doing, baby? I'm just trying to get out the storm, you know, grab my lunch.
Well, this is a restricted area.
Look, don't worry, baby. It's all right. I'm a cop.
You work for a prison or something?
Yeah, Department of Corrections. Well, I'm slipping.
Back with Larkin.
Creepy. The eyes are cut out of their heads.
They study a picture of the Last Supper, which has the eyes cut out.
The Last Supper.
Back at the airport.
Is that it? One more! Late edition! Oh, Garland Green! Should be interesting.
A heavily locked vehicle pulls up. Double sets of keys open the steel plate door. Slowly, guards with metal rods attached to a body harness lead a prisoner from the truck.
That's Garland Green, man.
Cyrus covers his face. The new prisoner is led into the plane.
Christ, in a cartoon.
That's Garland Green, man.
Marietta Mangler. That skinny little man butchered 30-something people up and down the eastern seaboard. They say the way he killed those people makes the Manson family look like the Partridge family. Well, he's on the right flight.
But you know what? You really do need to leave.
You got the prettiest eyes I've seen in about 5 to 10.
Larkin takes the picture of the Last Supper and places it over the letter from the Spanish embassy. Letters appear in the eye cutouts.
Metcar, me, etc. etc. Meet, etc. Me arson. Meet cars. Where? Carson,
City.
Oh, God. Stay here. Don't touch anything.
Larkin runs from the room. A guard picks up a tin candy box that says, do not open.
Hey, what are you doing? Just leave it alone. He told you not to touch anything.
He opens it, revealing a bright red liquid and a timer. Now in Carson City, a prison bus pulls away from the airport. Cyrus and Diamond Dog watch. Cameron watches from the plane window. In the transport, Lord Falzon struggles, and a guard slams him in the head.
You want to have some more fun? Keep it up!
Falzon slumps forward. The tape recorder Cameron hid in his shirt falls to the floor. A shiny spool of tape rolls across the metal floor, hitting the guard's shoe. He hears it and turns to look down at it. His eyes follow the tape trail. The bus stops. Cyrus turns to watch. Inside the plane, Cameron watches.
Come on.
The bus takes off. Cameron looks away. On the transport, the guard uses his radio.
We've got a situation here, sir. Somebody better call the marshal's office.
Emergency vehicles head for the airport.
Code Red, Starkey, those guards ain't guards, they're cons. Stall them.
Christ.
The DEA agent turns back. He cocks his gun, pulls his goggles over his eyes, steps out into the sandstorm, and is greeted by Cyrus.
Hey, how are ya?
Almost ready?
Won't be long now.
Cyrus sees patrol cars racing up. The agent aims his gun. Cyrus fires, hitting him in the head. The agent falls to his knees. Cameron watches from the plane as Cyrus runs into the plane.
Get me in, Cyrus!
Let's go!
At the plane's controls, Swamp Thing pushes the throttle forward. A crewman falls from the wing. Speedball runs to catch the plane.
Did you hear something that sounded like a damn plane?
Gilbert 1, you are not cleared for takeoff.
Hey, nobody on this aircraft gives a flying. Get it? Flying. Take him. I'm here all week.
Plane taxis down the runway. Pinball catches up.
Hey! Let's go feet to feet! Pinball! I'm sorry! Hey!
The prisoner Pinball set on fire flies. Swamp Thing pulls back on the stick and the plane lifts.
Charge! Freedom shot!
Cameron and Baby O sit quietly as the other inmates celebrate, now in a hangar on the ground.
Trust me, folks, this is going to be a day you will never forget. Just step right on board and find yourself a seat.
Back in the cockpit of Con Air.
Don't they have a way of tracking these planes?
Oh, yeah, it's called a transponder. Every plane's got one, Sindino.
Swamp, where is the transponder?
Where indeed.
Now, back on the private tour plane.
Are you sure it's safe to fly in this?
No problem. I've done this 1,000 times. We'll be through this in a few minutes. You all right back there, ladies?
Con Air's transponder flashes green.
We're following the transponder. We know exactly where they're heading.
Back to the Larkin in Megaville.
Captain. What about Sims? What happened to Sims?
Duncan. They killed him.
They got the plane.
Larkin hangs his head. Malloy sits down.
Tell me, Skip. What kind of a Keystone Cops operation you guys running here, huh? And you little sh**. You got my agent killed.
Hey! He brought a gun on the plane.
If I knew the way you guys run things, I would have gone and bring a Uzi on board.
No one carries on these flights. No one. He brought a gun on board and he got himself killed. And in doing so, he compromised the safety of my men.
Your men are incompetent. They let themselves get taken over by a bunch of thugs and chains and cages.
I'm not going to stand around and listen to this
Guys, let's work it out.
Okay.
So, what do we do now? What's the plan? You do have a plan, don't you?
We're working on it. Contingency plans for something like this don't exist. The situation's never been contemplated.
Well, you better start contemplating, because this is a situation that needs to get un... right now!
I want a chopper. Make that a few of them. They need to be armed. I don't care if it's National Guard, Air Force, whatever. Just get in here and get in here now.
On board, Collier. Garland Green sits in a cage.
What do you want to do with him?
I don't know, but this is no way to treat a national treasure. Let him out.
You sure?
Love your work.
Through his muzzle, Garland stares back at Cyrus. Hesitantly, Diamond Dog unlocks his cage. With his arms extended, he unbuckles the muzzle. Garland's eyes follow his every move. Now back with Larkin.
They're headed southeast toward Arizona.
Now the private tour plane over a rocky southwestern background. On Con Air, Diamond Dog, and Cyrus.
Pinball didn't make it.
No? That's too bad. I like pinball.
Cameron enters.
What do you want?
I want to know what the plan is.
Why you care?
I got just as much riding on this as you. We all convicts here.
Cyrus Grissom, do you copy? Cyrus Grissom, do you copy?
Yes, I copy. Identify yourself.
This is United States Marshal Vince Larkin, Duncan Malloy, the DEA.
Oh, Agent Malloy. I'm so sorry about your associate. Nothing is quite as sad as seeing a grown man pissing his pants.
Mr. Grissom, you puny animal! When I get through with you, you'll be begging him for the electric chair!
Hey! I don't like him! If he speaks again, this conversation is terminated.
He doesn't want to talk again. Really. He's done talking. He's leaving the building, okay?
Good, then I'll talk to you. Here are the rules. First, I ask a question, then you ask a question.
Okay. What's your question?
In Carson City, your bulls were on to us. How?
One of the guards.
One of the guards?
One of the guards faked a heart attack and we had to remove his restraints. All right?
I see. And what's your question?
Where are you going with my plane, Cyrus?
We're going to Disneyland.
You're lying, Cyrus.
So are you, Vince. Oh, nothing makes me sadder than the agent lost his bladder in the airplane. Lerner Airfield, Poe, middle of nowhere. That's our rendezvous point. 49 minutes from anything resembling authority. So, now you know.
Trisha and Casey wait in an airport.
Excited?
Yeah.
Sure look pretty.
A U.S. Marshal enters the airport waiting room. Trisha looks up at him.
Mrs. Poe?
That's right.
My name's Grant, U.S. Marshal Service. There's been a slight problem on your husband's flight. Your presence is requested. I have a jet standing by.
Trisha takes a deep breath. Back on Con Air, Diamond Dog struts up to Cameron.
Yeehaw!
So on your mind, hillbilly?
What was I thinking about? Oh, yeah, yeehaw, that's right. I was just wondering what a black militant, that would be you, was doing taking orders from a white boy on a power trip. Don't you think that's strange?
It's a means to an end, my white friend. A means to an end. See, eyes can play house nigger till we get to where we're going. And then the day of the dog begins.
Cameron sits down next to Baby-O, who is covered in perspiration.
So what was that all about?
Oh, nothing. Except they somehow managed to get every creep and freak in the universe onto this one plane. And then somehow managed to let them take it over. And then somehow managed to stick us right smack in the middle.
Across the aisle, Garland Green, in a white shirt, calmly stares at Cameron.
Hi, Garland.
Here's the jacket on Cameron Poe. His wife's on the way here now. U.S. Ranger, highly decorated. Did a little hell-raising when he was a kid, but nothing serious.
Explain to me why any of this matters.
Fact one, we got a plane up there filled with killers, rapists, and thieves, and we got this guy Cameron Poe. In on an involuntary manslaughter beef, non-gang affiliated. He's a parolee hitching a ride home. Fact two, Poe has a chance to get off the plane. Doesn't do it. Why? Fact three, our guard Falzon said a convict named Cameron Poe planted Sim's tape recorder on him. These are interesting facts. You do the math on this, and we got an ally on that plane.
Ally? This guy is a criminal, a murderer.
Read the file. Got in a drunken brawl, defending his wife, and he killed a guy. Could have happened to any one of us, including you and me.
I am not one of these animals.
Oh, that's original. When exactly did they all become animals?
When they stopped giving a damn about the law, about civilization.
The degree of civilization in a society can be judged by observing its prisoners. Dostoevsky said that after doing a little time.
You. Cyrus Grissom said that after putting a bullet in my agent's head, okay?
The issue here is how the plane is brought down.
Shoot it down.
When exactly did this become a DEA jurisdiction?
The second the DEA agent was murdered, I am authorized to bring Agent Sims killers to justice using, and I quote, all necessary means.
That does not include shooting down my plane.
Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't.
Is that right? Tell me you're not seriously entertaining this.
Vince, this is a drastic situation we got.
Those are our men up there!
All of whom signed the no hostage clause. They know the score.
Who are you to decide the value of a man's life? They're innocent people up there!
About time.
Or what? About time for what?
Attack choppers. We're going after them.
The attack choppers land. Malloy and Starkey board.
God damn it! Skip, don't do this! This man is in an irrational state of mind! His head is not straight!
Step off, Marshal Larkin. Your job's finished. This flight's full.
Larkin stands on the field as the three choppers take off. Now, on air.
Gentlemen, in roughly 5 hours, we will be flying over the shores of Mexico, but first we have to change aircraft. Thank you, and have a pleasant flight. What's the ETA, Swamp Thing?
At 228 miles an hour, about 71 minutes. The only problem is we're not doing 228 miles an hour, we're doing 205. We're dragging, baby. The landing gear ain't all the way up. We're gonna be late.
No, Cyrus, that's unacceptable.
Check out the gear.
What the hell do I know about landing gear?
Learn.
Hillbilly! Ho!
Cameron stands looking down at Diamond Dog.
Yeah?
Cyrus wants you to check out the landing gear.
Well, I'll get to see some nice scenery whipping by down there.
Diamond Dog flips the hatch open with his gun, motions for Cameron to get in.
Trees and stuff.
Cameron eases down into the belly of the plane, followed by Diamond Dog. He flips on the lighting and, crouched over, walks toward the landing gear. Pinball's dead body lies crushed in the wheel well, preventing the wheels from retracting all the way.
Goddamn! So that's what happened to Pinball! Cut him loose! He's slowing us down! Dead weight!
Not exactly a proper barrel.
Get our shit over there!
Cameron pulls out a marker and writes on Pinball's shirt, U.S. Marshal Larkin, landing Lerner Airport.
Hurry up!
Hillbilly!
Gotcha! Hurry up, man.
Cameron frees Pinball's body and pushes it out of the plane.
Bye, Pinball!
Looking up from the ground, Pinball's body falls from the plane. Back in the wheel well, Cameron makes his way to the cabin. On the ground, a Volvo stops at a traffic light and is splattered with something from the sky.
Boy. You see that? See? Every time I get a waxed, I get 10 feet from the car wash and then pow, birch.
Well, it's supposed to be good luck.
He wipes the windshield.
Lights changed.
Oh, damn.
Pinball's body floats to the earth. It lands on the hood of the Volvo, causing a series of crashes. The driver's mouth is open and his eyes stare out straight ahead. Now back to Con Air, Billy Bedlam stops Cameron by sticking his leg out.
You were in the queue, right?
Yeah.
I heard you say you had 15 years.
That's right.
Well, then that will put you on North Block, right?
Yeah.
what, Al?
What do you think that means?
Nothing.
Not the least.
You see, there were 160 cats on North Block, and I didn't want to know 159 of them, which included you. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Billy points at Cameron. Garland watches. Cameron sits down.
He's a font of misplaced rage. Name your cliche. Mother held him too much or not enough. Last pick that kicked ball, late night sneaky uncle, whatever. Now he's so angry, moments of levity actually cause him pain. Gives him headaches. Happiness for that gentleman hurts.
What's wrong with him?
My first thought would be a lot.
Trisha and Casey with Larkin.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Vince Larkin.
I'm Trisha Poe.
Nice to meet you. This must be Casey.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Casey.
Hello, Vince Larkin.
Nice to meet you. So how are you? You doing? I'm sorry, there's a scratch that dumb question. You wanted to see your husband today, and then this whole thing happened.
Maybe you could just tell me exactly what's going on here.
We're doing everything we can to get the plane down. Actually, that's why I wanted to talk to you.
Now, back on the Conair, Diamond Dog wears white sunglasses.
Hey, where'd you get the rims, man?
Personal down in the belly.
Hey, those are my shades.
They're mine now, sister.
Men.
Cameron strokes his chin and watches Billy Bedlam. Now back to Larkin.
It seems that your husband, Cameron, had an opportunity to get off the plane and he didn't do it. And I was hoping you could maybe help me figure out why.
That would make two of us. I don't know.
I mean, it's possible. It's not uncommon that some parolees actually fear their release date. A certain degree of institutionalization sets in. Fear of coming home, fear of living in society. Any of this makes
sense? No, it's not Cameron. I mean, if you knew him, if you read his letters, or if you talked to him on the phone, you'd know that. I mean, he's been waiting for this day for 8 years. He's not gonna...
Tears roll down her cheeks.
I mean, look, he's got this little girl to come home to. Wouldn't you do the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Have to be a pretty strong reason to keep me on that plane.
Well, knowing Cameron, I'm sure there is a good reason. Maybe if you do see him, or if you talk to him, maybe you could just tell him to come home, all right? It'd be kind of nice to have him around.
You got it.
Vince, line up.
This body fell out of the sky.
Vince Larkin, this is Ted Grasso. Fresno Police Department.
We got a problem here with a corpse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it fell out of the sky. And I don't think he's an astronaut.
And what's this got to do with me?
It's got your name written all over it.
Larkin and Jenny examine a wall map.
Last transponder tag was in Arizona. Body falls here in Fresno. Lerner Airfield.
They're turning around. They're coming, but can you get me a Jeep?
Beavers.
Please. Thank you.
Vince?
Turn around. Plane's headed to Lerner Airfield. It's a small strip about 100 miles from here.
Hoist! We're tailing the transponder tag into Arizona.
Listen to me. A body fell from the sky. We have a note on it.
We got him vectored at 12 o'clock and 30 miles.
Vince, please. Son, we're right on his tail.
Just listen to me. It was to me. The note on the body was to me. You're chasing the...
Shut up.
Hello?
Larkin runs into a hangar.
Guys, I need a plane or a chopper now.
Hey, you and me both. I'm all out.
I gotta get to Lerner Airfield. I've got about 50 minutes.
Got a fast car. You can drive it.
Larkin, Vince Larkin. I'm with the Marshal Services. Send whatever you got. Sheriff, State Trooper, National Guard. Hold on 1 minute.
Larkin uses Malloy's Corvette.
Your men should proceed with extreme caution. It's only a matter of time before they find the weapons hole.
The Corvette speeds down a desert highway.
Larkin, Vince Larkin, Marshal Services. How do you think I got the number?
in Conrad's home, Billy Butler has Casey's birthday gift and reads Cameron's parole letter.
Appears the United States Parole Commission that...
Put the bunny back in the box.
I knew you was a punk, and I was right. You were playing us all along. You a free man.
I said, put the bunny back in the box.
Billy throws the bunny aside and rushes Cameron, knocking him to the floor. Billy pins him and Cameron throws him aside. Billy headbutts Cameron and jumps on his back, knocking him flat. Cameron's foot snaps a metal pipe loose. Billy's hand presses Cameron's head to the floor.
Die, punk!
Cameron kicks him off, sending him backwards, driving the broken pipe through his body.
Why couldn't you put the bunny back in the box?
Now, a shot of the tour.
Next, folks, below to your left, you'll see the vertical red wall cliffs.
The attack choppers.
We're seconds away from establishing visual contact.
The choppers appear.
Holy shit.
Abort! Abort! Abort!
That aircraft's carrying 30 prisoners, and I'm Elvis Presley.
Uncle Bob's Scenic Tours.
An elderly lady waves at Malloy as they fly by.
300 miles to apprehend Mom, Pop, Captain.
We need to get to Lerner Airfield now! Get me Vince Larkin!
The Corvette speeds down the road in a cloud of dust. On Conair, Cameron sits down and looks at his hands. Garland looks over at him.
Two went down. One came up.
One my fault.
Well, you don't have to tell me. Most murders are crimes of necessity rather than desire, but the great ones, Dahmer, Gacy, Bundy, they did it because it excited them.
Don't you... I got nothing in common with them, with you. Don't you talk to me. They were insane.
Now you're talking semantics. What if I told you insane was working 50 hours a week in some office for 50 years, at the end of which they tell you to piss off, ending up in some retirement village, hoping to die before suffering the indignity of trying to make it to the toilet on time? Wouldn't you consider that to be insane?
Murdering 30 people, semantics or not, is insane.
One girl? I drove through three states wearing her head as a hat.
It's my daughter's birthday today. So please feel free not to share everything with me.
Larkin in the silver Corvette pulls into an airfield full of abandoned planes. Larkin checks his watch and looks for Conair. On a dirt road, he passes dismantled poles. Piles of parts are scattered about. Driving slowly, Larkin sees the control tower. He strains to look around, but sees nothing except more junk planes. He passes an empty gas station and comes to the lone field sign. Larkin throws the car into reverse and pulls into an open shed and climbs out of the car. He runs toward the control tower, looking around. Back on Conair, Swamp Thing talks on the intercom.
All right, you down Peckerwoods. Crank the knuckles and hit the crystals. We're putting this baby down in the sandbox.
Larkin runs up the stairs of the rusty old control tower, opens the door, and finds it empty. A small plane nears the field.
Lerner Tower, do you copy?
Lerner Tower, are you there, Phil?
Larkin picks up a smashed rifle horn. Conair makes its approach to land.
Come on, answer me. I am landing.
Larkin sees dark red blobs on the floor. He touches them, takes off his sunglasses, pulls back a canvas and sees a man with a slashed throat staring up. He swallows hard. Con Air buzzes the tower and lets down its landing gear. Larkin ducks, draws his gun, and runs down the stairs. The small plane lands.
Oh my God.
Con Air touches down on a collision course with a small plane. The pilot rolls out. Small plane pulls up sharply, clearing it, narrowly missing the pilot. Now Larkin runs back to the shed where he hid the old bed.
Cuidado!
Conair's nose smashes through a barricade in a burst of flames. In the shed, Larkin opens a skylight. Conair skims the roof and Larkin drops to the floor. Swamp Thing struggles to stop the plane, which is headed for a propane storage tank. In a cloud of dust, the nose stops 2 feet from the tank. The cargo hatch drops down, and Cyrus, with his shaved head, leads Diamond Dog, Johnny 23, and Sandino out of the plane. The other cons run out celebrating.
Lerner Airfield. I'm so glad to be here.
Thank you for choosing Con Air.
Where's the plane, Francisco?
I don't know. Have patience.
The last guy told me to have patience. I burned him down and bagged his ashes.
Cyrus, it'll be here.
Larkin shakes himself free of debris. The small plane pilot runs limping towards Cyrus.
Jesus Christ!
The pilot sees the cons beating up 3 hostage guards and runs off toward the desert.
I hope he likes sand. Muchacho, run and check out the tower. Have a look-see, yeah?
All right.
Come with us.
On Con Air, Baby O, Cameron, and Bishop.
Let's go.
We're getting off.
I can.
Yes, you can. Come on.
You shouldn't move him.
I'm getting him off of this plane.
You can't move him. He's too far along. He could go into shock.
Oh, she's right, Bo. Go on, man.
I'm not leaving without you. Or you.
Oh, here we go. Ranger boy.
Right.
God damn it, Bo. Man, it's time to fight. Hit the fence. I suggest you hit the fence.
He's right. Just go.
All right, here's how it's gonna play. We're gonna get you that needle.
Whatever you say, man, just do what you gotta do.
All right, you just hang on. Don't die on me.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Oh, no. What the hell you think you're doing?
It's time to off the pigs.
Can't do that.
Tell me why.
They're hostages. We need them.
Why the f*** you care?
Hey, man. Come on. I can't think of a thing I'd like better than to put a bullet in the brain base, every one of these. But the fact of the matter is, how well you know this Sandino? I mean, I don't know him that well myself, just what I read. Like how he firebombed that senator's yacht with 2 of his own cousins on board.
So what's your point?
Why would he sweat about killing some hired guns once they'd served his purpose? Now think about that.
What exactly are we discussing here?
Oh, don't want me to off the pigs.
Well, it's not difficult to surmise how Nathan here feels about killing guards, and my own proclivities are well-known and often lamented facts of penal lore. What I'm wondering is why you have any opinion about it at all.
Cyrus, this is your barbecue, man, and it tastes good. But I was just saying to Mr. Dog over here that if it was my barbecue, I'd wait for that old jumbo jet in the sky before I start killing our only leverage.
Shut the f*** up!
Don't you want to get high and get laid?
Put the gun down. Put the gun down, Nathan. Poe's right. We're going to Plan B. Gonna get a refueling truck and a tractor. So get back there and dig the plane out.
Garland Green wanders through a barbed wire fence surrounding the airfield. Sally Can't Dance opens the door to the abandoned snack bar and finds a suitcase of women's clothing. pulls out a blue-printed dress.
No. Yes!
Garland Green walks into a backyard with clothes hanging on the line. A little girl in pigtails is having a tea party with her dolls in an empty swimming pool. His lips apart, he slowly approaches. Back at the plane, the cons are digging Conair free.
Viking, about time to go and get that tractor, yeah?
Right. I'll get the fuel truck.
Thanks, Poe. Proven to be a most useful mammal.
Any hands make light work. My daddy taught me that.
You know what my daddy taught me?
What's that?
Nothing.
Seth educated me.
Malloy and Starkey in the chopper.
Have you found Vince Larkin?
We're having trouble reaching him, sir.
Of course you're having trouble reaching him. He's off saving the rainforest or recycling his sandals or some shit.
Larkin sees Cameron run off. Francisco turns to see where Cameron is going. Cameron runs into a Red Cross hangar and opens a first aid kit. It's filled with onions and chicken legs. He's grabbed from the back and thrown down. At the control tower, Johnny 23 scans the horizon with binoculars. In the distance, he sees a moving trail of dust.
Holy shit!
Johnny 23 climbs to the roof of the tower, takes off his shirt, and waves it.
Hey! We got company! Hey! We got company!
Go get Cyrus.
Go, Cyrus!
Diamond Dog scrambles up a dirt mound, and Cyrus falls.
How long we got till they get here, Nate?
10-12 minutes tops.
A man's hand reaches in and picks up a straggling doll by the neck and sits down across the table from the little girl. She smiles.
Hi, what's your name? Wanna play?
Cameron comes to and stands, surrounded by three armed men.
Nice jet. You can take Sandino and leave the rest to rot for all I care. You fire that weapon, 20 pissed off prisoners are gonna hear it. Comprende, esse? Well, hooray for the sounds of f***ing silence.
Larkin appears.
Freeze!
Cameron disarms the man and punches him in the mouth. He shoots another and kicks the third unconscious. He turns to Larkin. They face each other. Guns drawn.
You're Cameron Poe.
That's right.
I'm Larkin.
Hello, Larkin.
I got your message.
Where are the troops?
They'll be here.
They'll be here?
Uh-huh. In a minute. Listen, Poe. Can I lower this?
Go ahead.
You gonna lower yours?
Sorry, boss, but there's only two men I trust. One of them's me, the other's not you.
So Sedino was running a drag on everyone.
Yeah.
If you can't trust a South American drug lord, who can you trust, huh? That was a joke.
I'm glad you told me. Now I gotta get back to the plane.
You're a free man, Poe. What are you doing?
I can't trade a friend's life for my own lock, and that's all.
You got a friend on board. See, I knew I was right about you. I read your file. You're not such a bad guy, just always in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Goodbye, Larkin.
I spoke to your wife.
Cameron stops and turns back.
In person?
In person. And your little girl.
You saw Casey.
Uh-huh.
If this thing goes bad, Locke, then I'm afraid my daughter won't understand. If you talk to my wife again, you tell her I love her. She's my hummingbird. But I couldn't leave a fallen man behind.
He'll do that for me, won't you, Larkin?
Sure I will. What are you gonna do for me?
What do you think I'm gonna do? I'm gonna save the day.
Cameron walks away. The man's head appears in the cockpit of the nearby jet. He looks around and ducks back down. Out on the road, Larkin's troops get closer.
Let's go, gentlemen. The cavalry is on its way. I want this airplane out now. Come on, here!
The car is pulling out ropes tied to car out. Diamond Dog whips the man. The front wheels of the tractor bounce off the ground, filled with the cars. Cameron, the gun drawn, enters the snack bar. Now the attack choppers.
About another 10 minutes.
You said 10 minutes 10 minutes ago.
Garland, holding a boy doll, sits with the girl.
Hello, Bob. Want to come over for dinner?
Garland stares.
Are you sick?
Why do you ask?
You look sick.
I am sick.
You take medicine?
There is no medicine for what I have.
Want to sing?
Sing?
Do you know he's got the whole world in his hands?
Yes, I do.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world. Come on. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
The troops get closer. The convicts are moving the plane. Francisco drops his line and runs toward the hangars.
It's on the ground. Repeat, the plane is on the ground, but it won't be for long. Where the hell are you?
We're westbound near the lunar cutoff.
Nos vamos!
In the hangar, Francisco sees a plane dead man.
¡Muévete, idiota!
He jumps in the plane.
¡Apúrate, idiota!
Larkin sneaks toward the back of the plane. The pilots fire up the engines. Larkin goes flying. In the snack bar, Cameron looks through the window. Larkin runs to a nearby crane. Conair moves slowly toward the runway.
Where's Sandino?
The escape plane bursts out of the hangar.
That's my plane!
As the plane taxis toward the runway, Larkin jumps onto the crane and lowers the boom on top of the plane, catching it by the tail, sending it out of control, knocking out the gas pumps and destroying the snack bar. Cyrus and the Khans come running. Cameron gets up from the rubble inside the destroyed snack bar. Larkin hides in the front seat of an abandoned car. Fuel sprays up where the pumps once were. Francisco pulls himself out of the fuselage.
Cyrus! Help me!
Looks like you missed your connection.
We were coming to get you.
Cyrus takes a cigarette from Swamp Thing's mouth.
Please. Sai.
Anara.
No! Cyrus tosses the cigarette into the pool of fuel surrounding Francisco and turns away. Diamond Dog sees the burning body fall and frowns at Cyrus. Cameron runs from the fire as the building explodes. He dives through a glass door, rolls along the ground, and ends up face to face with a stranger hiding underneath a pickup truck. The Khans walk away. Garland Green stares at the little girl. The troops cross the railroad tracks near the field.
Don't kill me.
I'm not gonna kill you, old timer. Listen, I need a syringe.
Oh, no. Drugs will end you, son.
Is there a first aid kit around here?
Well, there might be one in the fire truck over on the boneyard.
All right, thanks.
You just stay here and don't panic.
It's easy for you to say. You don't gotta take a piss.
Cyrus and the Collins run to the air, and Cyrus shoots a lock off the cargo and climbs in. Billy Bedlam's body lies partially covered with the cargo. They pull out rifles and pass them around. The troops circle them.
Considering my audience, I'm gonna make this very quick, very simple. This is the boneyard. This is the hangar. This is our plane.
What's that?
That's a rock.
Okay.
The convoy will enter the boneyard through here. Initially, we take out the first car. Then we take out the last, creating a trap, an airtight cage filled with lots and lots of dead people. Nathan, set everybody in their position, yeah? Bring me those propane tanks!
Sally Campdash runs through the men in his blue dress.
Let's go. Get him in there. If they give any trouble, kill him.
The hostages are pushed into a storage area.
What can I do?
Take this. Go into the boneyard. Yeah? Anybody gets through,
you scratch their eyes out.
You got it.
In the empty swimming pool, the broken child's teacup falls back. No one is inside. The troops and attack troopers move into position. In the boneyard, Cameron finds an emergency vehicle and searches for a first aid kit. The cons position themselves for the attack. Cameron wipes the dust away from storage compartments on the truck. A caravan of troops starts into the boneyard. The cons pile propane tanks together and open the valves. Dog loads a flare gun. Cameron takes a bar to break into the emergency vehicle. The bar breaks. The troops pile out of their vehicles right next to the propane tanks.
Come on, little piggy.
Cameron breaks open a compartment on the truck and pulls out a first aid kit. Diamond Dog aims his flare gun at the propane tank and waits.
Closer.
Cameron finds the insulin.
Oh, Allah.
Christ, they'll be slaughtered.
Larkin sees the ambush and calls.
This is Larkin. Tell your men to fall back.
Now.
Takes a mindful flurry. The place is ablaze. The troops run to escape the flames. Small plane on a tractor works to get Conrad onto the road. Larkin gets in a giant truck with a plow. The con leans out of the plane door and rolls along the trooper in his truck. Cyrus and Diamond Dog shoot at the soldiers, calling the flames. Johnny 23, his shirt off, walks calmly back to Conrad.
Come on, you stinking piece of star!
Now on fire.
What are you gonna do?
Man. Well, baby, oh, it's not exactly Mack Ties and Yahtzee out here, but let's do it.
Cameron runs through the middle of the firefight. He ducks behind a car door, avoiding flames. Now back on Con Air.
You're gonna see what I was about, bitch!
Bishop kicks Johnny in the mouth. In the boneyard, Cyrus shoots and flames engulf the junk plane. It blows up, and wreckage falls near Cameron. Larkin jumpstarts the car. Johnny 23 struggles with Black Bishop.
Off me!
I'm gonna bust your ass! Leave him alone, man!
The attack choppers fly close to the ground. Larkin hits the car, and Johnny pulls a car from the troops. Cameron drives off in a police car. Car in flames, Cameron drives through the battle path to Conair. The troops, protected by Larkin's truck, fight back. Outside of Conair, Cameron picks up a heavy rope and ties it to a nearby concrete pile. On Conair.
up. Oh. I'll be Johnny 24.
You want to fight somebody?
The troops strike the Dino Dog, dragging him back into a police car. The car falls dead in a metal building. Inside Conair, Johnny 23 leans over the bishop and looks behind him. Cameron pulls him away by the hair.
Don't drink women like that!
Dino Dog fires back, killing the soldier. The troops return to fire, burning debris and falls of the rifles.
Oh my God.
The hand holding the male doll appears and Garland Green slowly walks toward Conair. Green's eyes are wide open and his jaw is slack. The cons are escorting the hostages back to Conair. Cameron cuts John to the
okay! You might better get yourself a seat now!
Bishop kicks Johnny and spits at him. The cons file in. Still holding the doll. Green fastens his seatbelt. Swamp Thing revs the engines. Baby projects the missiles.
Just take it and let's go. Get ready to move.
The choppers land. Swamp Thing starts to taxi down.
We're tied up!
Cyrus shoots, destroying the car. The rope springs free. Its metal hook smashes into the shed where the Corvette is parked, catching the car and pulling it to the wall. The oil is stuck at first.
Now, come on!
Okay, I'm coming!
On the way to the runway, Conair knocks down the fence posts.
Go for the tires! The tires! I go for the pilot!
A silver Corvette attached to the plane is towed past below and stopped. The Corvette flying in the air behind
him. Isn't that your car, Malloy?
Couldn't be. I left mine at the office.
Bishop, Baby, and Cameron stare at the cargo car.
On any other day, that might seem strange.
Larkin pulls up in the plow truck, bangs into a car, and joins Malloy and Starkin. The three watch Conair just miss the control tower. Smashes into it. Falling to the ground, upside down, in front of him. Malloy picks up his license plate and slams it down.
This is over! So are you, you little prick!
Larkin and Malloy run to the chopper. Conair flies off. One engine smoking. Alternate barrel with pigtails waves goodbye. Swamp Thing looks out of the cockpit, his eyes wide as he sees the small plane pilot still running in the desert. On board, Conair the celebrate. The Sally Can't Dance does a solo. Garland Green looks at Cameron.
Define irony. Bunch of idiots dancing on a plane to a song made famous by a band that died in a plane crash.
Diamond Dog discovers a note in Cameron's box and smiles. He hands the note to Cyrus. They stare back.
Someone alerted the authorities at Carson City. Someone told them about our learner rendezvous. Someone even killed poor Billy Bedlam. Now, could this all be coincidence? Perhaps. Then someone went and tied a rope to our plane. So I ask you, what is going on? And I answer, we have a traitor in our midst. Now, how do we fly? flush a trace.
I don't know, but at the count of three, I will find out who is on my team and who is not. That would be one, two,
wait, it was me.
Baby understands.
It's me. Don't listen to him, man. The insulin made him crazy.
You have been near death the entire trip?
Yeah, ma. It was me. No, he's flipped out, man. He's nuts.
It's pretty clever, huh, bitch?
Jesus!
No, that's clever!
My daddy is coming home on July 14th. My birthday is
July 14th. I'm gonna see my daddy for the first time ever on July 14th.
Make a move and the bunny gets it.
Let's take him out, Larkin.
Not yet! Fire!
Chopper God fires into the open front edge. Cyrus dives for cover.
Cease fire!
Get up here!
Cons run to the open cargo hatch.
What are we waiting for?
That is my plane! You got it, Agent Malloy? You with me? Or do you need me to draw it? Crayon, like usual!
Baby, otherwise, please.
I got a bad feeling, son. I feel like maybe I'm not supposed to make it.
You're gonna make it.
Cyrus Grissom, this is Special Agent Vince Larkin. We will shoot the plane down if you do not respond now.
All I can think about is, like, there ain't no God. Like, he don't exist. Hey, where you going?
I'm gonna show you God does exist.
Cyrus standing in the corner. Shoots back.
Make it to the airport?
No way, sir.
any police cars, fire engines, emergency service vehicles, anybody who knows CPR.
Why no? The mayor's wing puts a neon sign and approaches the mayor.
Do now?
I started this day with a birthday party to get to, and I'm going to get to it.
Agent Bishop nods and gives Cameron a kiss on the cheek.
Thank you.
You take care, Sam Bishop.
Hey, Paul. Next time, take the bus.
Cameron's wife and daughter are helped off of a chopper by Starkey and Jenny.
Come on, sweetie. Go with Jenny and your mom.
Larkin and Cameron see Cyrus trying to escape on the fire truck.
Cyrus.
Chris.
They both run, get on Jenny's motorcycles, and take off back to the fire truck. Cameron and Larkin stay close to the truck, which makes its way down the street. Cyrus and Diamond Dog ride on the truck and Swamp Thing drives. The huge fire truck snaps cars off the road. The motorcycles cut through a wall as pedestrians jump out of the way. Cyrus looks back at the two motorcycles and struggles to keep his grip. Neo motorcycle policemen join the chase. Swamp Thing swerves into scaffolding surrounding a building. Welder sparks drop, covering the fire truck. Construction materials fly everywhere. Cameron and Welder follow right behind, entering the front. Diamond Dog, now at the back of the truck, shoots.
Come get it! Come on, man!
That gun work?
Yeah!
We'll shoot that piece!
Duncan aims and fires. On the fire truck, Cyrus opens up the fire hose, knocking the two motorcycle cops off their wheels. Duncan shoots again and Cyrus falls backward on the ladder. Duncan throws his empty gun away. Cameron races ahead, catches up to the fire truck, and jumps on the ladder. His bike continues on and explodes, killing Diamond Dog. Cyrus goes on after Cameron with a firebolt. Duncan pulls up and jumps onto the truck. Swamp Thing swerves, trying to knock Duncan off. At the back, Cameron swings wildly, trying to hold onto the ladder. Cyrus keeps jabbing the fire hook at Cameron. The fire hook breaks. Cameron takes the splinter down and drives it through Cyrus's leg. Larkin grabs an axe. Cameron pulls himself up onto the truck. Cyrus goes for him. Larkin chops a hole through the cab of the truck.
What the hell is that?
You pull over!
Yes, sir, how about this?
Swamp Thing swerves the fire truck home. Cameron fights with Cyrus on the ladder and pins him and cuts him to the truck.
You ain't getting near my daughter. Buckle up!
Larkin puts the nozzle of the fire hose into the hole of the cab and turns it on, of course. The truck is out of control. The ladder quickly rises off the truck into a vertical position. Cameron rolls down and looks back up at Cyrus as the truck smashes into a limousine. Swamp Thing flies through the cab window and on the truck snaps short. Larkin jumps off. The ladder holding Cyrus crashes into an overhead pedestrian bridge. Cyrus flies through and comes out the other side, landing on high-tension wires. Cameron looks ahead, and as the fire truck smashes into the armored vehicle, he jumps free, and a shower of sparks ignites. His head lies directly underneath the head of the pile driver. He looks up. The pile driver falls. His body shakes, then lies still. On the street, money floats down from the sky. In the floating debris, Cameron pulls out Casey's bunny. It is snowing money, and crowds of people jump up to catch it. Larkin finds Cameron.
Just so as you know, Marshal Larkin, there's now three men I trust.
Am I one of them?
Cameron extends his hand to Larkin. Back on Con Air, a cop picks up a male doll.
It's a weird thing to be on a plane full of hard asses.
Larkin and Malloy.
You okay?
No.
Good. Glad we didn't shoot it down, huh?
Oh, yeah, it worked out much better this way. Listen, I want to apologize about the car. I know a good body shop in Fresno, and it's insured.
I was born to that car, anyway.
It worked out nicely then.
and stands with the bunny in his hand. A truck goes by, revealing Trisha and Casey against a background of sparkling lights. He slowly walks up to them.
How do I get through one night without you? If I had to live without you, what kind of life would that be? Oh, now I need you in my arms, need you to hold.
Hello, Cameron.
You're my world, my heart, my soul.
Hello, Hummingbird.
If you ever leave.
Cameron looks down at Casey. She returns his look.
I meant to get a haircut.
Trish's mouth opens. Casey looks down, then back up.
I got a present for you, Casey.
Cameron holds out the battered bunny. Casey moves behind her mother's arm.
No dirty.
Cameron wipes the bunny on his shirt.
Casey, sweetie, you take your daddy's present now.
No, honey, it's okay.
I got a picture. A picture of you.
I got a picture of you, too.
Trisha smiles as Casey walks to her father and takes the bunny from his hand.
Happy birthday, doll.
She looks up at him. Her mother gives her a nudge, and she hugs him as Trisha, Cameron, and Casey hold each other and cry. Mark emerges.
Shooter coming out. New shooter. Does the new shooter feel lucky? Well, does he?
Rolling green in casino.
Yes, he does.